numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. How are you taking us in? We appreciate it. All brought to you by BetMGM. 8 hours, no, 9 hours, pardon me, 9 hours before the National Basketball Association draft. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Crack man standing by. Before we get to it, we haven't written any tweets today. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Scola at Scola underscore 10 had Vondrasova in that match against Niemeyer in straight sets, up one set. Second set on serve, up 6-5, and Niemeyer retires void. Gah. Yes, and let me just say this again with tennis bettors, but for us, no matter how you had them graded today, it's still a winning day. It's a question of whether it was a modest win or a big win. But those will go for you. They will go against you. If you're good at this, they will go against you far more. I believe that. And by the way, the horrific ones, which this was not one, because this could have gone either way still, but the ones where you're up and you're a game away from winning up a break, and you're a big dog, and then the favorite quits, those are the ones that you leave a mark on you. Martle J, have been on the Reds day-to-day in futures while numbers have been great, but books have caught up. Y'all have taught me to think about derivative markets. Ellie plus 1.5 bases has been plus money consistently in cashing. I guess it means over 1.5 bases, and I probably blew up the number for tomorrow. The Reds have won 11 in a row. The Giants have won 10 in a row. Haven't mentioned them that this morning. We have all week, probably asked questions about those two teams all week long. Just unbelievable. And the Giants, for me, have been an unbelievable in-game. The two in-game sort of ATMs this week, Kelly, the Giants every single day, whether on the money line or minus 1.5 yesterday, which got home, and in college baseball, an underfest. Every single one of these games in that ballpark has gone under. It's been awesome. Rick Olier, hey guys, I know we're approaching the dog days of summer, so it's time to look at week one spreads. What are your thoughts on the Giants getting 3 at home to the Cowboys? We'll talk about all this next week.
People want, Gil yeah. and I have yeah. If you want to pull back the curtain, Gil and I have been trying to push it off as long as possible.
Yes.
Because we know exactly what summers are like.
Oh, it's going to be all football all the time, yes. And no one loves football more than we do.
Yep.
New Jersey, New York, listening to Gil this morning regarding your Vegas refund promo, I'm going to suggest you adopt the therapy words approach. I don't know who that is. Godfrey, he says, I think, I feel, I know. And on with the tweets. We all appreciate it. One more here, New York Mets 16. Gil's a Mets fan. I vividly remember the Strasburg debut you were referring to. Crowd was electric, and I believe your 14 strikeout count is accurate. The debut definitely lived up to the hype, to the point I had goosebumps after the crowd eruptions after each K. Yeah, it was amazing. And so we were talking about that as it relates to LSU's starter Skeens today against Wake. And then Golden Bear, another winning morning, Gil, with a painful loss with Bechtis. We still grind out a profit. Yes, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Kragenberger. Oh, yeah.
Back in Vegas, baby!
Kragenberger, everybody. For those unfamiliar, he has the iconic Kangol on. Two most famous people who wore Kangols: LL Cool J, Bill Kragenberger. That's your list.
And he's a nice guy. I actually met him twice and talked to him. Yeah, he's a really good guy.
He wears it because he has a monstrous cranium, though.
Yeah.
You don't do that for that reason.
I don't know. I'll measure it and get back to you.
Did you guys talk about ads?
No, we just talked. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I've been, it's funny, I just walked in the studio I was going to say on the break, before the show actually, Gil said to me, are you going anywhere? And I said, you know, I can't wait to go somewhere. And It's true, I just like, I'm very spontaneous and I'll just leave. In the summer especially.
It's the summertime here.
It's the summertime here and it gets, you know, you can feel, by the way, we haven't had a 100-degree day, I was reading, in like 200 and some days.
Oh, it's coming, but yes.
It's coming though.
Yeah.
So it's been hovering, though, 98, 99, 97. It's coming. And
but we have reached the age. This is what it is.
That's what it is.
People who have listened to this show, really more before this, the Beating the Book podcast and the Betting Dork podcast before that, they know that, like, I at the Hard Rock, like those, when I was in my 20s and my 30s, even into my 40s, right, I would sit out at the pool all day, 110, didn't matter. Now I'm my dad. Like, I get to the age where I'm like, I'm not staying one more second in this than I have to. Right. Like, I never go outside anymore. I'm like, get me out of town.
So will you just take a spontaneous drive on the weekend or fly out on the weekend?
I'll go to California.
Just go to, yeah. And California's probably the state to go. Just to come back on, so you're back here Sunday night for Monday morning.
Literally the difference between, L.A. is one thing, but let's say you took it to the extreme and you went to San Francisco. There are mornings here in the summer where it's going to be 115 here, and you go to San Francisco, it's 65. Like, it's a 50-degree drop.
Yeah.
So you won't get that ever anywhere at any time of year.
Yeah.
So.
Remember a year ago this day, I was sitting here in the studio, and I came in. And, I give out Banchero a week before the draft, and I was betting it, running to Jersey and Arizona, and kept on rebetting it, and got anywhere from, at the Westgate, I got 18-1. I got, I think FanDuel, I got 16-1. I got 12-1 at DraftKings, then 10-1 at DraftKings. Coming here, and Woj, says he wasn't going to go number one. We came in here that day, and he was, again, DraftKings went from minus 125, I remember I went to bed, to plus 10-1 again. And I said, I'm driving there to the border after this, and again, going to bet it when they, used to allow me to bet on the app. And sure enough, during the show, if you remember, it might have been Kelly that said it was dropping to like 6-1 by the time the show was over in that hour. So I think Whale Capper came on earlier that day and also gave it out. I was giving it out for a while.
I gave it out. The three
you
of
gave,
us.
That's right. You
yeah,
gave it out.
We all had it.
Yeah. We all had it, and it was just an iconic day, and one of the biggest scores I've made in my life.
It is one of those days. It really is one of the days we'll never forget. Like
we'll never have again.
And we'll never have again.
I could never win that much money again.
A
sports book.
The fact that he didn't. He didn't change his opinion until 5 minutes before the draft.
I have a video on my phone phone and my iPad. Right before it came out, all of a sudden he said, "Oh no, I'm getting some good information that Orlando." Yeah. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. Now here's the thing.
Yeah,
I'm actually going with his information this year for number two pick.
Well, listen, he is the best at what he does. He just got one wrong.
He just got
you're allowed
one wrong.
To get one wrong.
You're allowed to. For sure.
You're allowed to get more than one wrong.
But it's amazing how people have they've completely. I don't know what it is about him that people want him to be. Well, we know the kind of people we're around.
But it's we know those people.
Yeah, we know those people. People want him to be wrong. And it's
anyone successful in any field, there's people at home with misplaced rage. They're upset at their own lives, their own people, their own family,
Bill,
friends.
Bill, don't I know it?
No, I'm just saying they want you. They want you to fail. They don't want you to succeed because it only is a reflection of how poor they are the things they've done.
The human condition.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Wishnev's famous line on this show. I said, "People suck." He goes, "Humans, worst invention ever." That's great.
And where is he now?
Todd is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Betting.
Oh, if he's allowed to bet on the app, he's allowed to bet on the apps.
I'm not sure, but no, he is severely limited at least one or two.
So if he's allowed to bet on the apps, he's not winning.
Trust me, he's winning.
But like, on the apps, I'm saying.
Here's the thing. I will not stand for the Wishnev slander because I know how much he crushes.
Who's slandering Wishnev?
No, I'm just saying. He because people's reaction with a guy like that is he doesn't win. Trust me, he wins.
Oh, okay. I just know from my experience betting on all the apps, FanDuel, DraftKings, on and on and on. I was a spokesman for PointsBet.
Oh, trust me, he's limited.
You can't make a living betting on the apps if you're betting on apps only. There's no way.
I don't think he's just betting on the apps.
Yeah. If you're going to the counter, they're very good to me.
He's in there all day.
I was at Foxwoods last week.
Yeah.
And betting at the DraftKings counter there. Yeah. I ran out of money. I actually ran out of money. Yeah, speaking of which, I wasn't planning on speaking about this.
Let's do this. I know where this is going.
No, you probably don't. I ran out of money. I went and I drove 40 miles to the closest bank that I have, because I do have a bank there, and I was happy to see I had a bank that banks there. I went to the bank. I remember it was Saturday morning. I know the bank opened early, but it closes also. I went to the bank, set my alarm to get up to go to the bank, just want to make sure I was there at the opening. And I went to the bank, and they wouldn't give me more than 10 grand. And I was like, what?
I love this.
Oh, did you know this was happening? Do you ever hear these stories?
Oh, do I ever hear it?
I was furious.
I just remember. Yeah, no, it's because it's always like, you do realize this is my money, right? That's always.
I'm not going to, because I don't want to sound bragging on the break. I'm going to show you a bank balance on the bank.
But it was like,
how can you not give me 25 grand?
But it was like the Mayweather McGregor thing, right? Mayweather McGregor, you go to the bank. I was like, yeah, can I get this amount of money? And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't worry, I'll be back on Monday. First of all, certain branches, I guess, have more than others, I'm guessing, just in terms of liquid.
I tried that. I tried that. I tried to go to Boston. I said, look, can I go to Boston an extra 15 miles or whatever it may be? And they said, no, you have to order the money. You have to order it. And they said 7 days in advance.
What order the money?
What bank are you banking?
One of the largest banks in the world.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you on break.
Okay.
They drop it off like Amazon?
I had to order the money. I was like, order the money.
Order the money.
Now, in Vegas, they're good about that. Now, granted, I don't do a lot of banking transactions here. You know what I mean?
No.
But I don't care about CTRs or currency transactions.
No.
I pay ridiculous quarterly estimated tax. I don't. Please, give me. What I don't want to do is avoid CTRs and get accused of structuring.
No, that's exactly
so
right.
So I love to give. I don't care about CTRs.
That is very good advice right there.
Yeah, no, I ran out of money. I didn't think I was going to run out of money. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I wrote $80,000 to Foxwoods, and I ran out of money. That's how much bets they took off me.
Wow.
Yeah.
All draft or other things?
All futures, future games. They're giving me $3,000 on like the week, was it week five or six? I think it was like October 8th or something.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the Eagles over the Rams minus five. Minus $1.10. I just think that game, you know,
the when it comes, number will move.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they gave me $3,000. Didn't move it. This is DraftKings. I said, wow. I did not expect this.
You're like, I'm Bill Kragenberger.
No, I didn't expect this. Yeah. No, I don't want them to move.
Yeah.
Trust me. The thing in life that anyone sharp, any syndicate, anyone, we don't want nothing to move.
I'm joking with you. Yeah. No, absolutely not. But you are.
Anyway, they took another bet of $3,000. So think about this. That was I had 50 bets to put in. It was just impossible. There's not enough money. Yeah.
I love it. I love that you're betting week one stuff and even beyond. If you think the money's moving, and I don't want that structuring point to get glossed over. We'll talk about what actually alerts books or raises a red flag with them and what actually doesn't on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, Unscripted with the Crack Man next.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $19. That's $19. That's it. At VSiN.com/subscribe. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. I just want to read this one from, there were a couple yesterday after the show, Kelly, where people, I'll summarize the slew that we got at the end of the show yesterday, where people like, is the show now called a genders game? That was a big thing from yesterday.
That was an interesting conversation on air, and it carried over onto Twitter the rest of the day.
Because
Jesse or someone brought up something I could connect with.
Well, so
the inner monologue thing.
Let's rewind it. Yesterday, I said something. I made the I don't know if it's a confession, but I shared something that I had never shared before, which is, you know how, like, you know, people who really great musicians often tell you that they see colors when they hear music or when they write music, and I've always been amazed by that. But what I have is, and I've always had this since ever I can remember, is that I associate numbers with gender. It serves me no purpose. It does me no good. But I have always believed in my head, no one told me this, no one taught me this, but from as long as I can remember, that 0, 1, I'm serious, 0, 1, 5, 6, 7, and 9 are male, and 2, 3, 4, and 8 are female. So our buddy Buddhist Man finally put in a tweet yesterday where he's like, Gil, you actually have, I wish I could find this now, but he said, what you have is a form of synesthesia.
Yeah, that was it, yep.
And apparently, what he said was, he goes that this is not, it is uncommon, but it is not like completely rare. Some people have always had this kind of association. But what we found out in the Reddit thread was that it ain't the same numbers, though.
Mm.
Every person feels
a little
differently.
Sure, that makes sense, because you're seeing things differently, right?
I guess so.
I also saw, I might have read a quick medical, like the WebMD version of that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I have terrible problems.
I didn't even want to text you what I saw, because it was just annoying. It was something like this, where people that have, it's not even conditioned, they have this ability or whatever, often tend to skew more intelligent and better memory than your average human.
Oh, there's something.
I was like, I'm not texting this to Gil. I don't need to build his ego up anymore. Come on.
Are you suggesting that I have an ego? Is that what you're suggesting? Is that what you're suggesting, Kelly? The Buddhist Man thing here is is, by the way. I hope it does make my memory better.
Yeah, right?
The Buddhist, I can't find it now, but it's. I just want to know that I didn't know this. Oh, here it is. Okay, ready? I have something called, no, I can't find it.
Well, Jesse brought up the inner monologue thing, which I thought was really great, because I've been in that exact situation before, too, of like where if do you have a conversation with yourself in your head.
Assigning of genders for personalities to numbers is a specific type of synesthesia called ordinal linguistics personification. Apparently, that's what I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does me no good.
Well, you're smarter and you can remember stuff
maybe,
better than us.
Maybe that's true. Maybe. I hope so. This is also has nothing to do with this tweet, though, about what we were talking about just now, which is from Moneyline Mac, Bill Krakenberger, everybody, who says, in Canada, a lot of banks won't give you more than $5,000 if you come into the teller. You have to place an order multiple days in advance. It's crazy.
That's exactly what the person told me. The bank manager told me that. It wasn't just the teller. He's like, yeah, you have to order it 7 days in advance. But they did give me the option to, you know, on Monday. Mm-hmm. They said, well, maybe on Monday we can have it, or you can go to one of our other branches. So, but that wasn't the case. I was flying back Sunday, so... I never had this situation, but I'm always prepared normally, you know, and I have credit lines in the casinos. They help you out a lot. Some of the casinos will let you bet sports with their credit line. So that also helps me out. I just wasn't expecting, let me just be blunt. I wasn't expecting DK to take those type of counter bets. I thought they were going to be like one dime max or $500 max. For other locations, they are very low, but, I've always had a good rapport with the guys at Foxwoods the DraftKings at Foxwoods, and they've been great to me at the counter. They're great. I for some reason it's hard to they have this thing, so does FanDuel, you can't use the app in the building. It's
we've talked about this before. The technology is so
you can't use the app in the building. I thought it was done purposely for a reason. Is it not? Maybe I'm.
Is it done purposely?
I thought it was done purposely that they want counter bet. You know, someone else may have to tell us about that.
I don't know. In Las Vegas, I don't think it was done purposely.
No, initially.
I think definitely in Las Vegas, they were just, yeah, it's weird. You have to walk out of the building, then you have to do it. Like, it's a whole, the technology is just, the Wi-Fi is janky like that.
Right.
Something happened to me, which I brought up this week, which I think you'll love. And by love, I'm putting in quotes. I was making a National League MVP bet on Luis Arias of the Miami Marlins. He's hitting .398 right now. The whole bet, it was at 80-1 when I went and I saw them on the apps. And I went to bet at one of there are two big shops in town. I went to bet at one of them. I wanted to bet a dime. They said, you can't bet that. We'll take half of that.
Wow.
So I was like, are you serious? Mm. They're like, let's call. Because they knew me, they're like, let's call upstairs. So the three guys batted it around upstairs, wherever upstairs was. They're like, nope, we can only give you half of that. I'm like, are you serious? I'll take my business elsewhere. So I wasn't upset about it, but I'm like,
then they probably moved it anyway.
No. So I was worried about that. So then I went to the other place. And I'm sauntering in. I was telling Kelly this story. I'm sauntering in thinking, oh, they'll take it, no problem. They're like, yeah, they're only taking half of it. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So I took the half there. I went back to the other place because you're right. I was worried that they were going to move it. They left it. They took half. So now here's the thing. We ended up having a teller at one of these places. Again, his name and the names of the books will go unmentioned. He actually came in here once. He's like, hey, I was the guy who took the one bet from you. And I said to him, I go, what happened there? Like, why all of a sudden are you guys only taking? He goes, well, to be honest with you, you picked them off. I go, what do you mean I picked them off? They realize you caught them sleeping on a number, and so they did that. I'm like, well, so basically I'm booking for them now. I'm doing their job.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, he goes, yeah.
That's exactly what you're doing.
So now here's the thing. Thank goodness they didn't move the number at the other place, because then I would have been.
Wow.
Yeah, then I would have been really salty.
Irate.
But it just speaks to, and we've had many of these stories through the years. I mean, there's been worse stories than this, right? There have been stories where you've gone up to the counter. I have. I remember it was a draft. I want to say it was an NBA draft years ago where you went up for a number. While they were considering it, they moved the number, which is completely against regulations, right?
Terrible.
But the fact that we're still doing that, even what I just told you,
they have excuses. Like, they say, oh, someone better. They're lying. Someone better in another place. And you can't, if you call gaming a laugh. They don't know what that. Gaming wouldn't understand.
Trust
that.
Trust me, I've had my gaming experience.
Gaming.
The kangaroo court of gaming.
Well, gaming is there to protect the casinos. I don't care who says what.
Of course they.
That's
are.
What they're there for.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they're not there for us.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm actually glad that you went through something like this because it makes me feel better. Because when I say things, people think, oh, man, he's such a complainer. No, I'm just talking about reality.
This is reality.
Is $250. I mean, is that what you said?
No, $500
each. Yeah, but they gave me $250.
No, it was $500 at each spot. So I wanted to bet a dime, but they would only take $500 at each spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, this is not a, in the scheme of casinos, this is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
But it is. Yeah. But what he did say to me afterwards, and Kelly was witness to it as well. He said the reason was because it was 80-1. If it had been 20-1, I can't remember what number he gave. He goes, they would have taken it. But they're so risk averse now that they go into a little bit of a, because now it's one of these places under new management.
Yeah,
they go into a bit of a frenzy. They're like, oh, we can't possibly, if that happens, oh my God. I'm like, this bet is likely to lose, right? Like,
of course.
I keep telling them that. I'm like, this is ridiculous. But they do get into a panic now on this kind of stuff.
I'm showing you a picture right now because you just reminded me of something. And you know what? I don't usually I'll have guys to go to for the answers on this stuff. I don't have an answer on this. I don't have an answer from anybody on this, and I just don't know. So listen, I'm in Foxwoods, and a buddy of mine texts me, as you'll see right there on June 10th. I'm gonna let you read that. June 10th. Read what that text says.
You don't want to read this one from the girl over
just,
here.
Just to June 10th.
I'm joking.
Oh.
FanDuel U.S. Open, Thigala 160-1, Clark 160-1. Not sure limits. Even in person, I'd be surprised if $100.
So this was over at FanDuel, which was at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
So now I'm literally, he doesn't even realize that I'm running out of money trying to bet stuff at Foxwoods.
Yeah.
Now he wants me to, now he said, oh, can you go to FanDuel? By the way, FanDuel at the counter is very good to me too there. So I never made it over there. But by the time I got back, I said, let me, it's a week away. Let's look at it now. It was 110-1. So, you know, obviously Clark won 160-1.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been beating myself up since the U.S. Open. Because I'm not going to bet a lot of money. By the way, I'm not going to bet what people think I'm going to bet. On 160-1 shot, I'm betting $300. Mm-hmm. I'm betting, I'm going to try to get a dime down, farm some out to my friends, or $500 down, and take the 160-1 for like $300. I have no problem doing that. So now it's 110-1. I'm shopping, and that's back east. I can't get back east there. Everyone's afraid to bet. So I literally here was 90-1. Circa was 90-1 at the time. And I just don't know. Like, all right, I missed a 90-1 shot. It was 160-1, but now it's 90-1.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show host and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event, date, and more. Check the top VSiN expert leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Oh, I flipped those around, didn't I, Kelly? We flipped the betting splits with that.
Yeah, you did.
It's been a tech it's been a tech challenge the last 5 minutes here at the studio. We finally thought they pulled us. Finally, they're like, that's enough. Let's take them off once and for all.
A couple of technical hiccups. Yeah. But we'll get back on track.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll get the music working.
Bill Krakenberger maybe helping produce and direct this entire operation.
Alerting us.
You guys.
Touchdown. We get tweets at Beating the Book at Touchdown Jesus. Day one listening, I remember thinking, this dude obviously has ordinal linguistic personification and great tennis picks. Thank you. Chris Schneider. Odds on Miller going number two have dropped from -650 to -300 in the last 45 minutes. It's even dropped further than that. I am now seeing -200 on Brandon Miller to go number two.
255 at DraftKings.
I am seeing as low as $2.
If you see a grown man crying on the strip tonight, it's probably me.
Never seen a grown man cry? That'll be us. And that's from the mock draft that Luke pointed out earlier this show, earlier in the show?
That's what I'm combing through Twitter to see if there's anything else that's come out. I doubt it, though, because Fazenzi put out some of that information last night, too, that in his mock, he was going to have those two flipped.
Right, but you see, this stuff, it was like with my thing with Brandon Miller, was it yesterday? No, it was 2 days ago, where I'm just like, am I the only one that heard this and embedding this in the entire world right now? And it didn't go crazy till many hours later.
Yeah, basically overnight.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're going to see too many more mocks today, but we still have, you know, O'Connell, Gavone, Woj, all those guys saying Miller too.
I still believe in Miller. Still believe in those guys. Minus 200 now is the lowest we're seeing on Brandon Miller to go number two. Bill, you are a big NFL draft guy. Are you a big NBA draft guy?
Well, last year I sure was.
Yes.
Sure. You know, but not. It's so much tougher to get things down.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to – last year we said it was going to go away altogether. It didn't go all the way. It didn't go away. I noticed Caesars had some stuff here this year, and it just – every sports book, well, a lot of the sports books had them last year, and it's just there's not a lot of liquidity like there was previous years, and they take much less bets. But yeah, I've had a couple things for the draft. Absolutely, that's one of the reasons I was away last week a little bit. But here in town, did you get bets down here in town and some different? First of all, listen, I love Caesars. They did very well. I did very well by them. I mean, the last 2 years on everything. I think they've cut things down a little bit, and I think the bonus structure, the points and stuff and everything. Have you talked about that on one of the shows?
We have not. A brutal development. I think I was on vacation last week.
Unfortunately, some things have happened over at.
We kind of predicted this, you and me.
Yeah,
remember?
That's a shame because they've been really good to us at Caesars. So, unfortunately, things have. I know people on the inside of a lot of different sports books, though. Sports books back home too. I know some people in the risk department and. You know, they've been told from guys at the top, you know, that's it now. We're losing on certain things and, you know, make sure that we're cutting people down. So it's every sports book. I'm not saying that. But Caesars still takes they were still taking $2,000 on NBA props.
Yeah. But what we were referring to, just to clarify for people, is there was a rewards system. Usually you don't get good comp points for betting sports. Caesars was the one exception in town where you actually did.
You did.
And you and I talked about how, you know, that you were talking about your trip to Atlantis. And I was like, you know what? We're going to look back on that 5 years from now. We're going to be like, remember when they used to give trips to Atlantis?
You're right.
It didn't even take that long. So I don't know if that's still there. Yeah. But it requires you now to bet double to get the same amount of points now.
It's double. That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah.
Which, you know, listen, it's still they give you something. Let me just tell you, sports books in town that give you things – South Point does. They do the old fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go up, you give your card, they give you points, they give you stuff based on sports betting. Westgate does, Circa does. I think Circa does it on a tiered system though. But yeah, so some of the sports books still do. I can't name a sports book outside of Nevada though that will give me anything.
Yeah, no,
not one.
And usually here, no one will give you anything.
Yeah, they just don't give you anything.
Yeah,
drinks are. As we know here, they still got drink tickets, but
that's right.
Drinks are.
Drinks. It's like
people don't understand, especially old timers.
Old timers.
You're 75 years old coming to town.
Yeah,
you're betting some horses. They want you want a drink. Sure, some of the casinos don't give you that.
Remember when CG Technology took over most of the sports books in town with their antiseptic red seated
spaceship.
Theaters.
Yeah.
Seeing a cocktail waitress was like seeing the Yeti. Like you could not find.
Yeah.
It just would not happen, right? Drinks were like, hey, I'd like a drink. Oh, wouldn't it care? For years, you couldn't even get that. So now that may be. That's diminished anyway overnight at Caesars over there. You said you had a lot of things you wanted to talk about there.
Didn't even get to talk to about none of them.
Well, we got plenty of time.
No, I know. It's just me. No, it's me. It's me. It's because we can come in here spontaneously and talk about anything.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I'll say a year ago or maybe half a year. It's between half a year and a year ago. I was taking a video of someone, of a girl, not showing her face, a girl playing a video reel slot machine.
Okay.
She was playing $1,250 a spin, and I found it so fascinating that someone was playing two machines, $1,250 a spin. She had $55,000. She nonchalantly went to the next machine, and she's hitting there, and she had $20,000. So she had two different hand pays. She went to the third one and hit $112,000. So all within literally 2 minutes of time, she hit, and I thought it was fascinating. I didn't want to show her face. I just wanted to show people at home, and I did not show her face. I was like, wow, look at this girl, young, blonde, good-looking girl, nice body, firing on.
What you mean is it didn't meet your profile of who you thought would be this person.
I just said that she's probably her husband's a billionaire. She's a kept woman, and she's got, you know, playing, firing down at machines. So now it's come out. It's on the front of, like, all the newspapers the last, you know, I shouldn't say all, but now it came out because of the sentencing. She stole $10 million from a bank, from the banks. She stole $10 million from the banks.
And you ran into her?
No, I just seen it in the paper.
You said when you were taking pictures.
Oh, no, I took a picture. I took it down. I took it off my Twitter, but it was up there. I got 75,000 views for the day. But I took it down because someone asked me to take it down. They said, oh, she knows. Someone sent it to her, and she's very upset.
No, that's what I mean.
Now I understand why she's upset.
You actually ran into this person. When you were taking the pictures.
Well, I was taking the videos of her.
Yeah.
And someone told her, and then someone, the president of the property.
Right, actually,
this person turned out to be stealing. No wonder why she didn't want to be videotaped.
Wow.
She stole $8 to $10 million. And I just.
How'd she steal $8 to $10 million? I'm unfamiliar with the story.
She stole $8 to $10 million from the law firm she was working for and the banking system.
She was
in charge of it. She stole $10 million.
Oh, so she had access to the. I see. She had access.
She had access to, obviously, accounts.
Yeah.
And that brings me back to, like, the what's the thing on TV where they show all the people that they have scams, and the guy that does the show is great. And I just forget the name of it, but
like a Dateline or something.
It's every day. The whole thing's on scams, though. The whole thing. I just can't think of the show. Someone will tweet us and tell us what it is. And it seems like there's so many stories. In the end, the casinos get the money. It's amazing. The casinos get the money, and they don't have to give the money back. I mean, there's guys that are doing 30-year stretches in jail for what the casinos are.
Well, because the casino acts as a money laundering method for them.
I guess so.
Yeah. They're trying to get it through, right? They're trying to.
They lose it all.
I told you the story about it. There's another prominent casino in town. I know somebody high up.
Right.
I think I told this story a few months ago, which is, you know, they caught someone at the, I want to say it was a craps table, but don't hold me to that. But I think it was but a guy who was running the craps table, what do you call that? Not the stick guy, but the head guy there. What do you call it? I can't remember what you call that term.
I don't know, box guy? I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, but anyway, he was putting chips in his thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
chip apron or whatever he had.
Right. So they saw that.
Right.
But they held off on, like, approaching him because they couldn't figure out how he was getting the money out of the casino.
Wow.
And for months, they couldn't figure it out. And then they finally realized he was trying to bet it at the sports book clean it that way and get out. He lost every penny of it.
Wow. You know, it's funny. You go into some of these gambling stores, you could see they sell different little things and apparatuses and little sleeves where you can, you know, like throw a chip in or whatever it may be. How about chip cups? They're a chip cup with a painted chip of the actual casino chips. You could put them, you know, the $5 chips on top of the 500s and give it to the customer and hand it off. And you think he's picking up $5 chips and he's picking up 6,000.
Everybody's got a scam. Everybody's got an angle. Everybody's got a Casey, Kelly.
Who's Casey?
He's one of his friends.
Oh, okay.
Coming in town tonight from Jersey.
Everybody's got a Casey. It's the running joke with Casey's buddy. Still minus 200 on Brandon Miller. That's the low anyway that we're seeing. So perhaps by the time we get out of here, it won't have dropped any further. But I don't know. I still believe. Brenda K. Starr, for those of you scoring at home. But I still believe in this. I still believe Brandon Miller's going number two, but we'll see. Some 8+ hours away from the NBA draft. More with the Crack Man next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points. You can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Just monitoring the Brandon Miller to go second market. Minus 200 might have been the point of resistance because he has bounced back up to minus 288 where I'm looking. So maybe we have reached the point of resistance on Brandon Miller. And people, and there was a bunch of people out there who were like, it's still going to be Brandon Miller. Now I can actually jump in at minus 200. And that was a comfortable number for them. This should be interesting all day long. 8 long hours still to go.
These drafts, man, have just gotten so wacky.
Oh, man.
I mean, the odds movement. Yep. I mean, this has been every 36 hours. You know what? Going back to last Wednesday.
Scoot is minus 350 to go third. Amen Thompson, minus 466 to go fourth. Just going to read you the favorites. And Asar Thompson, minus 144 to go fifth. These markets moving like a Christmas tree.
I mean, look at these numbers.
Yeah.
From back to Thursday.
This is just, you're talking Tuesday.
So that was this morning. Current odds, this morning, this is like 3 hours ago. We're at minus 225 now. It was 425. Yesterday, minus 400, Brandon Miller. Yeah, these guys screwed.
Wait, these are all out of order. You're out of order. So essentially what you're looking at is, I don't know where to start, but Scoot used to be a minus 250 favorite. That's shifted all the way over to Brandon Miller being a $4 favorite. And right now you're seeing Brandon Miller in between, like Brandon Miller's about a $3 favorite consensus right now. Not quite as high as he was. Sorry about the lack of linear visuals there. Bill Krakenberger, you have any NBA drafts, Bill Krakenberger?
I don't have nothing strong like last year. I don't have anything like so strong that I'm willing to give it out. And you know, it doesn't do any good to give out a pick on air anyway. You see the things over the years,
bro.
You're only as good as your last pick.
I mean, 100%.
You know, I'm giving out Otani at 30-1. So many things that I've given out, so many futures. I give out Denver this year, you know, to win. There's so many different things I've given. It doesn't do it. They want the next thing, and if you're wrong, they want to come after you.
Yeah,
you know,
of course,
because it's that same thing. It's that I stole that line, you know, 20 years ago from Teddy Atlas. By the way, it's the human condition. It really is. It's what he actually says. You know, the internal skills people have and the skill sets, and they get mad.
You steal that from Teddy, or you steal that from me? I used to say that about this all the time. Like, sports betting is a reflection of the human condition.
I think I stole Banchero from you too. Yeah, I might have got both.
You might have got both.
Yeah,
it could be.
But anyway, going back to speaking of that, the human condition. It's kind of funny here. When someone's playing video poker or slots, sometimes you'll see them get mad. You'll see people cursing. I know someone that broke a machine last week.
Ooh.
You know, he just slammed his hand down about something. He had a 10 draw to the Royal. He just missed them all. And he's just like, again? And he slammed it on the machine. And it actually cracked the glass, which is, you have to do it pretty hard to do that.
Ooh.
So he's legit. He's not, a flea. He's not running out of the place, which he could have. Could have just ran out of the place. Instead, he got the slot attendant. Well, you have slot fleas that run around looking for things.
Yeah.
So he actually waited, called his slot attendant over, and told him, I broke this glass. I want to let you know.
Oh, very honorable.
Very honorable. They came over and put him in handcuffs. Cut his wrist open so bad that he's actually showed me his wrist.
My
took
God.
Pictures of it. It actually bled into his wrist. He's like, the cuff's behind him. And they put him in handcuffs. Like,
are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. It happened. It happened last week, and at one of the Bucket of Bloods downtown, the old school casino.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think a guy like that has a case where he could be like, "Are you kidding me?"
He stood around. Like, you could just walk out. They would never even know it was broken.
Right.
He stood there and told the slot attendant. They came over, and they charged him $2,500 for him to get out of the hangar. They threatened him that the police were coming, are going to come if he doesn't pay. And he had $2,100, and they took the $2,100. And I said, "Did you get a receipt for the $2,100? Looks like you got shaken down here.
Yeah.
Did you get a?" He goes, "Yeah, I got a receipt." I said, "You may have something there." I'm not saying sue the casino. I'm saying you were trying to show them the right thing. This is why you can't tell casinos anything. Let me just tell you something I did. Just thinking about it real quick. I hit some jackpots, and one of my best friends is the director of operations there. And I said, "Listen, I don't know what you got." This is after multiple jackpots for years. I was saying, "Listen, your win losses, for some reason the jackpot's not counting, but I actually won for the day. You're saying I lost for the day." We were at dinner one night. It's a stupid thing. Why would I ever even tell him, even though he's still one of my best friends? It doesn't do anything trying to help casinos. It doesn't do you no good. They're never going to remember what you've done to them, what you tried to help them with. Now, I'm not saying so much bookmakers. So if I go to the counter here, I'm friends with these guys here, Chris Andrews and stuff. I say, "Listen, you got Pittsburgh, -6. That should be +6, whatever it may be." That's different, because if you bet that, you're taking a shot at them. When you cash it, they're going to know you did it, if you win. And it's just not the right thing ethically, certain things. But I'll tell you, I have done things over the years so stupid, and I'll tell you one thing. My buddy Randy McKay did something, too. I'm still mad at him for this. He knows it. He went and told the casino that, "Hey, this straight flush here, which should pay $250, is paying $500. And he told them, and it didn't do them no good. Ooh. Because down the line, they did nothing. They don't remember things, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, condolences, Randy lost his mom.
Oh, we love Randy.
Yeah,
our condolences to Randy.
To Randy, our buddy. I love Randy, so. Speaking of which,
send him a note.
These things come in threes, boy. I tell you, our buddy Casey Kerr, he has cancer, and it's like stage 4. He's not doing.
No,
yeah, young, 60. Listen, 60 years old. He walked with me at Augusta. Like, I couldn't walk with him. He walked the whole course twice, over the hills. He's in unbelievable shape, Casey, and that's why even though doing his chemo now. The doctors are saying you didn't lose no hair, you didn't lose anything because of the condition you're in. I mean, the guy walks miles every day.
They have a positive prognosis for him?
No.
They do not?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So we've had Casey on the show courtesy of you several times.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been nicer.
He's a nice guy, originally from Baltimore. He's got that funky accent.
He's got that strange Clinton,
and he'll
Maryland.
Come on again. I don't mean to be putting his business in the street, but yeah. I love Casey to death, and he has introduced me to so many different guys, and we've done so many podcasts and shows together and stuff. And I'm hoping he's that 1 percentile that beats this, because that's what.
Oh, that's probably awful. Yeah. It was a cross between a Clinton, Maryland. That's where he's from. Clinton, Maryland, yeah. Western Texas accent.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been nicer. Trying to help us with golf plays.
Yeah,
I'm real
colon
sorry.
Cancer.
Real
yeah.
sorry
real
to
bad.
Hear that.
Yeah, real bad. So anyway, shout out to Randy. Shout out to Casey, and he sounds so positive though. That I know it doesn't mean nothing in the end, but it could help you in certain ways. You know, being so positive and so much energy, and mm-hmm. We talk about trying to beat half a points and trying to make it.
Yeah.
Beating a game, beating an odd.
None of that matters.
None of that
end.
Matters. 60
yeah.
years old. This guy is.
Yeah.
He's in sick shape. Sick. I was just with him at the Masters. I was with him in Hilton Head. I've been with him at tournaments for 20-some years. And, I was with him and Vijay Singh. I mean, I've been with him so many times, and he treats me like a brother. He walks right up to the golfer. Vijay thought this guy's following him in a black Kangol hat. Vijay says, "Casey, this guy, Mafia guy's following us." And at the turn, he introduced me to him, and he's like, "Oh, hi." I go, "I seen you out there. I didn't know you were Casey's friend."
I forgot Vijay
yeah.
Singh said that.
So,
you.
I mean, he'll introduce me like to so many people. And by the way, Casey got some money. I hate to say that. I mean, I'm not putting your business in the street now, Casey. We know you are one of the best entrepreneurial things. He was the first person I know ever selling the range finders, the ball finders. He's in alcohol companies. He's got stuff going with the Live Tour. He's such an entrepreneur. He's got so many collectibles and just that means nothing in the end, though. We're saying
we really hope for the best. We pray for the best for Casey and again, shout out to Randy McKay on that. We got to run, but I just want to follow up real quick. There's no artful way to segue back to this, but that story you told about the guy who was in the handcuffs at the bucket of blood shop.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that might be their biggest mistake ever. Because
put him in cuffs.
Can't do that.
He was telling them, I broke the machine. And by the way, the security director, these are like wannabe cops, a lot of these guys.
Oh, sure.
And that's what they had. You had a Keystone security director here. And next show that I'm on in person in studio, I'll talk about my situation where I had just had a situation with a same kind of a guy at a different casino.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Bill Krakenberger, everybody, unscripted each and every Thursday. Good luck with all your NBA draft bets. Next time we talk, we'll either be winners or losers all. Good luck. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.